Colorado Governor Jared Polis is congratulating Denver teachers for ending a three-day strike, saying that Denver's kids are the biggest winners in a tentative deal that was reached overnight. The teachers' union and the Denver School District agreed to pay raises of up to 11% next year with built-in cost of living increases. Some teachers returned to their jobs today. The strike in Denver was part of a wave of teacher activism that began last year when teachers in Arizona, Oklahoma, and West Virginia walked off their jobs. Joining us now is Jenny Brundine, education reporter for Colorado Public Radio. Jenny, you were up all night covering this agreement in Denver. Is it fair to say both sides compromised?
Yes, it is fair to say both sides compromised, though I do think the district moved quite a bit considerably towards the union's proposal. But yes, they compromised in the sense that the union really wanted much higher base salary. Denver has one of the lowest competitive wages, I should say, in the nation. And they got that. On the other hand, the district was very intent upon maintaining incentives for a set of schools that are very high poverty and have really struggled academically. They believe those incentives allow teachers, help teachers stay there, help retain teachers. The union disagrees with that philosophy, but in the end, they agreed to keep those incentives.
Well, teachers said that the current merit compensation system, which was once hailed as a national model and embraced by the teachers' union, has been broken for years. Explain that. Why did they think that?
Yeah, there were about 10 to 12 incentives to start. I mean, everything from being in a high-poverty school, being in a hard-to-fill position like math. But what happened is eventually those incentives changed over time. And I'll give you an example. Let's say a neighbor, you're in a Title I school and you're getting that Title I incentive. That means a high-poverty incentive. But then your neighborhood gentrifies, and there's slightly more affluent students there, you would lose that incentive. Mm-hmm. Other examples like that, teachers found that those incentives were fluctuating. They were unreliable and unpredictable. I talked to about 40 teachers one day, and not one of them could tell me how much money they were making. So it was very confusing and broken. And the district even agreed that that was the case and that you know, helped in the negotiations.
Well, is the underlying issue here in Denver that this is a city that is growing very fast, that it is getting more expensive, and that the teacher contract hasn't kept up with what's happening on the ground in Denver?
That's exactly right. It was almost the perfect storm, a confluence of issues. Housing prices here have just absolutely skyrocketed. And we're also in a state that is pretty much near the bottom. And we're in a little bit of an unusual situation. Colorado is the only state where the legislature cannot raise taxes. And every time a ballot measure to raise money for public education has gone before voters, it's turned down. So currently, Denver has lost, or I should say the state has withheld nearly $750 million from Denver Public Schools. It's a very complicated issue, but that's feeding into all of the chronic underfunding that you see in many cities. But yes, you're right. The housing prices certainly added to this strike.
That is Jenny Brundine, education reporter with Colorado Public Radio. Thanks so much, Jenny.
Thank you.